the broken heart, but I only made it because Jesus never gave up on me. But he wanted me to be still and to be silent so I could hear him. On the fifth day, he met me at my very bad day and spoke to my heart. I learned why he chose my family for me, even though they were not the nicest people to me. But I always loved them, and I always was there. I learned that my family had a horrible generational curse, and Jesus wants me to be the one to teach them how to break it with guidance of the Holy Spirit. I was confused of how much I could hear the Holy Spirit, so loving and so comforting. So I knew I needed to obey, so I made the call. I was afraid. I hadn't spoken to them in almost 3 years. They answered my call. I humbly asked, how could I see them again? Well, that call was 2 hours long. It was really sweet because the Holy Spirit spoke through me. I explained how Jesus changed my life and how he met me in the middle of the darkness and how I felt the victory he always promises. So I can say that I am going for 3 days to be with my family and show them, introduce them to a good God, and to bring us back together. A new beginning with forgiveness and love, I have learned. I must always trust and love the Holy Spirit because he is my guidance and my comforter. Also, I want to thank God that my son wants to get baptized. How wonderful that Jesus answered my prayer in so many levels. I am so grateful that I have been blessed to have all of you as my brothers and sisters in Christ. Sorry. Yes, I struggle financially, but I know God will provide. He provided me with a job, a new job. I start next week, and I am happy to say that through my journey, he walks with me. He is a father, a friend, and his love is the greatest love you can ever feel. So this is my praise for knowing God.